This WebmasterRadio.fm program is made possible in part by the following.
AFCON 2010, the trade show that you know our affiliates always attend for free, is making its way to Denver June 21st through the 23rd. How would you like to come to AFCON 2010 and not pay a single penny? AFCON 2010 presents the AFCON 2010 Fully Free Experience Sweepstakes. Go to AFCON2010.com/sweepstakes. You can win round-trip airfare, a three-night stay at the Hyatt Regency Convention Center Hotel, and VIP access to all sessions, exhibits, and WebmasterRadio.fm's affiliate bash. All you have to do is sign up now at AFFCON2010.com/sweepstakes. Be one of the thousands in the affiliate marketing community that are making the switch to AFCON 2010, the trade show that's free for all affiliates, June 21st to the 23rd in Denver. Register today at AFFCON2010.com.
The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Transmitting from WebmasterRadio.fm, world headquarters in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Get ready to tap into the minds of the founding fathers of SEO. Rocket to the next generation of search engine optimization 3.0 with traffic that will put your website into a head-on collision. Decades of combined SEO expertise give their take on the world of SEO and give you free expert advice with their weekly site clinic. Now, here are the princes of PageRank, the heroes of HTML, the sultans of search, the SEO rockstars.
Well, that's right, everybody. I want to welcome you to this Tuesday, March the 16th, 2010 edition of the SEO Rockstars. My name is Darren Babin, also known as SE Guru, and I want to welcome you on into the chat room, which is filling up quite nicely. So for those of you out there in the chat room who know what we're here to talk about, get out there on your Twitters, hit your Facebook, let everybody know we got a really kick-ass story to tell today, and you're not going to want to miss this. So make sure you go on out there. Look at that. Marshall Simmons, welcome to the chat room.
Does it even beat the story from last week?
Look, can I tell you?
These are big stories.
I know, these are big stories. These are really big stories. This is awesome. I mean, really. I mean, and I do say Twitters. It is plural because if you've only got one, well, sorry. Anyway, yeah, this is bigger than last week. We got a big deal going on this week. For those of you who have been under a rock for quite some time, you might have missed the fact that there was a gentleman that decided he was going to try and pull a fast one on an industry and trademark SEO. And I gotta say, the first time I heard this, like honestly, I thought it was a joke. I really thought that this was utter bullshit. But it wasn't. All right. So obviously, this thing it grew little legs, but it kind of got quiet, and I think a lot of people kind of forgot that this was even going on, which is, you know, should we all be, you know, verbally spanked for that, because for those of us who've been in this space for eons now, this is the way we make our living, guys. So without too much pitter patter here, I'm not going to eat up any more airwaves here. I'm going to get the woman on who is really done the work. This is the girl who has done the heavy lifting. And before we got on the air, I gave her my personal thanks because, you know, having been in this space since 1996, 94, 95, somewhere in there, you know, like this has been a very, very big part of my life. And to not be able to do that without having to pay someone royalties, for Christ's sake, much less. It's just astounding. ladies and gentlemen, today on the air, Snow Mystery, Rhea Drysdale. She's the co-founder of Outspoken Media, which, of course, is a search engine optimization firm. And, of course, internet marketing, online reputation management, yada, yada, yada. I can tell you that Rhea has had her hands in a ton of different projects of various sizes, and she has worked with some of the biggest names in the space. She's spoken at many, many conferences, including SMX, East, West, PubCon, Blog World, Social Media Breakfast. I mean, like, it goes on and on and on. And, of course, works with the ever verbose Sugar Ray.
We love you, Ray.
We do. Ladies and gentlemen, a nice golf clap for Rhea Drysdale. Rhea,
thank you, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Today's an amazing day. So,
you know, it is. It really is. And I do have to say, you know, kudos to Barry. Barry's been following this. He did a really great write up about this. And you know, obviously, that brought this to light again for a lot of people. And if you would, for me, let's rewind the clock for those who are sitting in the chat room. And if you could tell me, what is it about this whole thing that made you, because you dipped into your pocket to fight this, right? So there had to be some passion there. What about this made you passionate and want to go fight this fight?
Sure. Well, let me really quickly just say thank you again to Barry, who did an amazing write-up, and also just all of the Search Engine Land editors who, for a couple days there, when they found out about this story, were just so encouraging and positive and supportive. So I think I was terrified, honestly. I didn't know how the industry would respond. I thought most of them would just, you know, say, wow, that was a waste of 2 years, and I'm just still amazed at just the support I've received after this, and Jonathan as well, and SEOMOS and Artworks who involved. So I would say when it comes to the passion, I don't know that it was this kind of proud moment from the beginning. I think it was just, this is wrong, this shouldn't happen, how did it get to this point, and what can we do about it? And it was never, I'm going to throw my hat in this and spend this much money in 2 years doing it. It was just little baby steps that, when all was said and done, it was 2 years and $17,000 worth of personal investment. So
right. So for those that are listening that don't get what was going on, what was the gist of this battle that you found yourself embroiled in?
The situation is that Jason Gambert had, at this point, almost 3 years ago, originally applied for a trademark of SEO. The first three attempts that he had for applications were actually denied, and it wasn't until the fourth one that I think he just kind of wore the trademark office down, and then they said, okay, yeah, we'll go ahead and allow this as SEO as a service versus a process. And the problem with that is he was marketing it, or he was going to use it in the marketing service, which if he had won, meant that he could essentially come after anyone else that was selling SEO as a service, as a marketing service, which would obviously threaten a whole lot of the SEO industry.
Right.
So the original discovery was made by Sarah Bird, general counsel for SEOMOS. I know she was on Webcology back in the day talking to Jim Hedger about it. And honestly, if not for Webmaster Radio, I don't think I would have ever gotten involved, because I heard Sarah speak to Jim about this, and I was just amazed. And I'm just sitting there listening to her describe the attempts that this man had made and that he'd gotten so far in this process. And I think she spoke on the very last day that people could file a notice of opposition and said, you have until 5 p.m. today to submit your opposition if you want to help us fight this.
I remember that.
So I actually went through and I talked to her, and we ended up kind of putting our heads together. And by the end of the day, Jonathan Hockman, I think he had actually already opposed, SEOMOS had already opposed, and then Artworks and myself jumped in.
Wow. Now, when you say jumped in, what is it that you had to do? Because obviously, you know, it isn't every day that you know, any one of us, you know, pick up, you know, a trademark battle. And right? Like it's not. So what was it like for you, right? Being an internet marketer, right? Out there making a name for yourself and saying this isn't right. You know, how did you figure out what were the right steps to take and what to do to fight this guy?
Well, honestly, I stumbled quite a bit in the beginning, and it wasn't until around the fall of that year, we found out about this in April, and I think it was around August that I finally said, okay, I need to get an attorney. I cannot do this by myself. I have no clue what I'm doing. So up until that point, I had spoken a little bit back and forth with Sarah. Obviously, she couldn't be my legal counsel, but she was able to point me in the direction of different resources and how-tos on filing the opposition. And then I started to realize, okay, this is a full-blown trial. You know, I didn't just put my name in saying, oh, I'm opposing this. I'm actually going forward with a real trial. At that point, I said, okay, I need to find a good trademark attorney. The situation is you have to submit a formal letter of opposition. You have to state why you're opposing and how this trademark will negatively affect your business. At the time, I was a freelance SEO. I think out of everyone that was opposing, I actually had the least to go with. You know, I had used SEO a couple times on my website, but honestly, I don't think that, you know, it wasn't in my name like SEO Moz, and I hadn't been around nearly as long as Jonathan had. But I just knew that if he did go forward with this, and based on the information he'd provided to us, wanting to have some certification program that every SEO had to pass, it was just absurd. So I couldn't let that happen. Submitted the fee, submitted the letter of opposition, and then when it got to the point of, okay, we're going to have to start collecting evidence and having testimonials and going through a discovery process, I reached out to a friend of mine that taught at a local law school, and he put me in touch with Cheryl Mead of meadlaw.com.
Yeah.
Nice little shout out. And Cheryl was just, to this day, I'm so impressed by her knowledge of trademark law and what she did for me. And I called her and I said, you know, this is a strange case. It's something that you've probably never heard of. You don't know anything about SEO or this community, but this is wrong, and the guy can't do it, and we have to stop it. And she was just, she kept asking me, you know, what's in it for you? What's in it for you? You don't have your own SEO company, which I didn't at the time. I do today, but then I did not. And I said, well, it's just wrong. It's wrong, and someone has to stop it. And at the time, I was chairing a local nonprofit, and I knew that there are so many people that say things are wrong, but when it really comes down to it, very few of them put their money and their time where their mouth is.
Right.
And I just, someone was going to have to do it.
Somebody had to do it. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to find out exactly how this continued to evolve, because she did do it. She picked up the gauntlet, and she ran with it, and she won. And let me tell you, in this day and age, winning this kind of a trademark suit, it's a big one. I've seen a lot of these go down, and this one was a true win for our industry. Folks, stay with us when we come back. More from Rhea Drysdale of Outspoken Media, the single-handed woman who saved SEO. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the SEO Rockstars, exclusively on WebmasterRadio.fm. Ahoy there! Navigate the rough and treacherous waters of the web with a virtual vessel designed to swashbuckle spam and dock at your exact destination. Best of the Web, BOTW.org, is the Internet's oldest directory since 1994. A rewarding resource to those looking to promote their site. And now, Best of the Web boasts an incomparable local search engine featuring more than 16 million businesses from sea to shining sea. Commitment to quality and unmatched dedication to our users. Best of the Web. Find us now at BOTW.org. Wrong, Milady. That's BOTW.org.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
What is this? Why is my website not ranking higher?
Well, sounds like you could use a link building report from SEOFox.com.
What's that?
You can't rank without good backlinks. And SEOFox.com's link building report lets you enter domains and compare their backlinks. It gives a detailed report that shows you why each domain ranks where it does, and it reduces the time it takes to find more links. With SEOFox.com's link building report, you can find more links, use their search marketing services to find more links, or better yet, they could even build your own backlinks.
So you think you're pretty sly with that SEOFox link building report?
Sly like a fox.
Get your link building report today at SEOFox.com. That's SEOFox.com.
AFCON 2010, the trade show that you know where affiliates always attend for free, is making its return to Denver June 21st through the 23rd. Haven't made your plans to join us? Then it's time to act fast. We have secured a limited number of hotel rooms at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Convention Center Hotel, the official host hotel of AFCON 2010. Book your reservations at our exclusive AFCON 2010 special rate by going to bit.ly/cheap hotel. That's bit.ly/cheap hotel. These rooms are guaranteed to be sold out fast. Remember, AFCON 2010 is giving you 2 days of back-to-back sessions, keynote presentations, exhibit access, and incredible nighttime networking for free. Plus, we're giving you unbelievable room specials for a limited time. Book your rooms now at our AFCON 2010 special rate by going to bit.ly/cheap hotel. Make your plans now to be at the most affordable, informative, and interactive trade show anywhere. AFCON 2010, the trade show that's free for all affiliates, June 21st through 23rd in Denver. Register today at AFCON2010.com. That's AFCON2010.com.
Let's get back to jamming and spamming with the SEO rock stars exclusively on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Well, that's right, everybody. It is Tuesday, March the 16th, 2010. My name is Darren Babin, also known as SE Guru. It is now 4:20 Eastern. For those of you who are on the Eastern Seaboard or somewhere close by, welcome to the SEO Rockstars at 4:20. That's all I'm going to say. By the way, folks, I got to say, you know, truly, welcome to everybody in the chat room. The chat room just exploded this afternoon. And I got to say, you know, really, Rhea, A, welcome back. You know, first and foremost, you know, wow. You know, job well done. You know, you got yourself, you dove into the deep end and asked for a personal flotation device and got one from a good friend, right? And then, at what point did you realize you were going to have to start dropping money on this?
I'm actually going to pull up my notes here where I outlined, it really wasn't until about 8 months in that the expenses started to pile up immensely. The first couple bills, I think in October of 2009, I got one for about $1,600. And then the next one hit, and it was closer to $5,000. And the one after that was around $3,000. And then I just got used to essentially paying a second mortgage to my lawyer.
Wow. I mean, that kind of sucks, right? What was going through your mind while you're doing this? You're paying a second mortgage, and really, like, you know, no one's out there talking about this. You know, and it's not like at that moment you said, like, you know, you didn't have anything to gain at that moment, right?
I didn't. I honestly had a lot to lose financially. I think, you know, just I keep using the word demoralizing. I think it was very demoralizing. I questioned myself often, you know, and not just me. You know, Jonathan and I had talked throughout this entire process, and, you know, it stinks that Jonathan actually had tried to do the expedited process with the USPTO, which would have allowed his trial to move forward faster. And had he won in that, none of us would have had to gone through this. And for a matter of technicality, it didn't go through. And so he had to go through the normal process like us. But for a while, we were all like, go, Jonathan, you're going to, you know, this is all you. And then it ended up that his case was terminated in the fall of this year, and mine was the only one to win it. But now, I think, you know, we all just kept going, why are we here, and why does no one care? And I think in the beginning, we kind of thought that this might have even just been a publicity stunt, not from SEO Moz, but kind of from the industry as a whole. Every day, someone's looking for something to cover, and everyone gets fired up about it. But was this actually a problem? You know, ultimately, was it going to be enforceable even if it went through?
Right.
And one thing that I have learned that I don't think anyone really realizes besides Jonathan and myself and the other individuals involved is how just completely dedicated Gambert was to this. I already know that he's hinted at possibly doing an appeal. If he does that, it'll go back to the USPTO. Hopefully I won't be involved in that process, but Jonathan and I are, you know, talking about it and concerned. And, you know, he's very dedicated to what he wants to do with this trademark. And that's something to fear. You know, we bluffed him essentially saying, here, there's four people opposing you. You're going to have to fight all of us. And, you know, each of us is expending our time and money, but at the same time, he's having to spend his on four separate trials.
Right.
So
right.
That's a lot, and he did it. So.
Okay, so you were paying the equivalent of an extra mortgage, and by the way, shout out to Rhea's husband, who was just in the chat room, Brad.
Aww.
he was there. I'm keeping an eye there. Speaking of, right, like, what'd your husband have to say about this? You're right. Yeah, it's not like it's technically right at that point not your fight, but like you're writing checks to, like, what'd that do to your personal life?
Well, let's put it this way, you know, do you want to contribute to your Roth IRA this year, or do you want to fight a potentially ridiculous SEO trademark?
Yeah, baby. You know? Yeah, apps. I totally agree with that.
There are things that we questioned. There are things that we did not do because I was fighting this. And there was never, every time that invoice came in the mail, I looked at him and I said, are we going to do this? Are we going to do this? And, you know, he plays a little bit of poker here and there. He actually did the first SEO poker tournament at PubCon and did pretty well. And he keeps saying that, you know, I was pot committed. It was that type of thing where I had already expended so much time and energy and money that each time I'd get a notification from the USPTO and my lawyer, it was, you know, I think we've got them. We just need to do this one more thing. And pretty soon you find yourself so far down that, you know, am I just going to give up after a year and a half and that much money and time? And so I think having, if I had walked away from it, it would have been something I regretted. I didn't want to send good money after bad, but
right.
I had to finish it.
Right. Now, tell me about your tactic, all right? Because obviously, if you were the last person standing, you know, you had to, your tactic had to have been obviously solid because you won. But what was it different about your approach that may have been different than what Jonathan was doing?
Sure. Well, I will say that fortunately, Gambert was actually late on his on a reply, which kind of helped us, but also he was basically failing to cooperate with what we had requested and the USPTO. I love their quote, that their patience has worn thin with him. So that's why it was terminated. You know, I don't know if we would have won the overall trial, but he certainly helped us win it by not cooperating. Our tactics were SEO Moz was obviously going to be prior usage. I believe that was the same situation with Artworks. Jonathan was going after him for using a common word and acronym, and then I was essentially kind of putting it to Gambert to say, if you're going to use this trademark, what are you using it for and why? I was saying, you know, you made all these claims that you're a real company and
right.
you have these services and that you're supposedly going to market to all of these different target groups, but who are they? And I basically called him out and said, I don't believe you are who you say you are, that you're going to do what you say.
Yeah.
We'll do.
Yeah.
And I actually ended up asking him with my lawyer. We requested in total about 150 different things from him that he had to prove in detail.
Wow.
And it was an overwhelming amount of information. But my point is, if you're really applying for this trademark, you should have the answer to every single one of those questions.
Absolutely. And he did.
He failed to respond.
Okay.
So he responded to a certain number sufficiently the first round, but it was hardly the full amount of requests for documents and responses that we had asked for. And by the second round, when the USPTO basically said, you can't complain anymore, you have to give the answers to this,
yeah.
He essentially took about 6 pages to complain a little bit more, answered a few more, and did not answer the rest. And that's when they said, all right, we're done.
Wow. And then that was it. I personally, you know, I look at this and I mean, I don't know Jason Gambert, right? This is not a name that, you know, you saw floating around the trade show floor or what have you until this, you know, until this was filed. If this guy, in your just from your opinion, because like you won, you were holding the other sword on the battlefield, woman, and did a fine job standing there against someone who seemingly, right, has a plan, knows what they're going to do, and is attempting to do it. Why do you think that when the gauntlet was thrown down and he was asked for certain information, do you think that he just felt it was too, you know, that the whole patent, you know, trademarking process was just too simple and that he could get through it without any opposition? Or do you think that it was you guys just overwhelmed him with questions to answers he just didn't have?
I think that it goes both ways. You know, he was essentially overwhelming us and vice versa. And, you know, he says, I tried to out-lawyer him. But at the same time, when he continually submitted responses that were not in the proper format, they were not numbered, they were evasive, and they pointed to prior documents, essentially forcing my lawyer to go through. And it was a wild goose hunt for some of these answers. You know, I think he was trying to be as evasive as possible and just wear me down until the point that I could no longer afford this.
Right.
And that was his plan. And
then force the rest of the industry to pay him. Is that it? I mean, did he ever admit that?
I will say that there are, not spread hearsay, but there are certain conversations he has had with other individuals involved in this in which he basically said, heads up, I'm going to call Rhea's lawyer, and, you know, there will be a bill. And my lawyer instructed me that I should not contact him, I should not have any involvement with him whatsoever, and that if he had any questions and needed clarity on the questions that we were asking of him, that he needed to contact her, and he did not. So when he ended up writing to the USPTO saying that he didn't understand this or that, they said, well, you have all of their contact information, you should have reached out to them.
Right.
So.
Right.
He didn't.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. All right, we got to do this. We got to jump out for another break. Folks, stay with us. The continuing story here of Jason Gambert losing party to the SEO trademark suit that's been being fought now for 2 years. And I got to say, if you're in the chat room, pay attention to a PayPal address that's been flying by. I'm going to announce this here in just when we come back, we're going to announce this. In response to San Diego SEO, we did not try and contact Adam for this show. I'm sorry, I said Adam. I was thinking Adam Lambert. I'm sorry. I won't accuse Jason of being gay, but I will say that we did not try and get Jason Gambert on the air for this show. This show we wanted to dedicate solely and wholly to Rhea, because really, you cannot in any way negate the 2 years that has been taken from her life to fight for everybody in this chat room and everybody who's downloading this show and listening to it later. So everybody owes this woman a bit of gratitude. Folks, stay with us. When we come back, we're going to dive in a little bit more deeper. And no, that's not a gay joke. Stay with us, folks.
To the SEO Rockstars, exclusively on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Charles, come on up and tell us about the great ROI we're getting from RevenueWire.
Thank you. Since I signed up with RevenueWire, conversions have increased dramatically. RevenueWire has an integrated shopping cart called SafeCart that offers highly accurate sales tracking, boosting our conversions through the roof. And now that they've added multiple international currencies to SafeCart, we're looking forward to seeing significant increases in our overseas sales of PC utility software from LavaSoft, PC Tools, Pareto Logic, and AvantQuest. With up to 75% commission, real-time sales tracking, free in-depth sales analytics and reporting tools, campaign optimization resources, and now weekly payments for top-performing affiliates, our sales are climbing higher and higher, thanks to RevenueWire.
Find out more at RevenueWire.com. What is this? Why is my website not ranking higher?
Well, sounds like you could use a link-building report from SEOFox.com.
What's that?
You can't rank without good backlinks. And SEOFox.com's link building report lets you enter domains and compare their backlinks. It gives a detailed report that shows you why each domain ranks where it does, and it reduces the time it takes to find more links. With SEOFox.com's link building report, you can find more links, use their search marketing services to find more links, or better yet, they could even build your own backlinks.
So you think you're pretty sly with that SEOFox link building report?
Sly like a fox.
Get your link building report today at SEOFox.com. That's SEOFox.com.
Hi, welcome to the SEO Shop. How may I help you?
Oh, hi. I'm looking for something for my website.
Well, I could slip your website into a sleek web campaign.
Okay.
Our professional internet marketing experts can custom tailor your web campaign with our SEO services, and by the time we're finished, your website will have such high organic search rankings that it'll turn the heads off of Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
I would love that. SEO-shop.com.
The experts in professional internet marketing services.
Let us research, plan, execute, and succeed on your web campaign today with SEO-shop.com.
Take some notes from the godfathers of mass distribution.
Is your inbox bare? Want to fill it up with some treasures instead of trash? This is the Big Taboo, John Fondi, inviting you to join us on the next episode of Inbox Radio. After all, where else would you send it? Of course, we'll school you on how to do it right, and how to do it legal. So join myself and the Click Father, Kevin DiVincenzi, on the next episode of Inbox Radio.
Inbox, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
AFCON 2010.
The trade show that you know, where affiliates always attend for free, is making its way to Denver, June 21st through 23rd. Register now at AFFCOM2010.com.
Let's get back to jamming and spamming with the SEO Rockstars, exclusively on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Well, that's right, everybody. We are back this wonderful Tuesday, March 16th, with so much love in the chat room. I gotta tell you, I'm really enjoying the chat room today. Brasco? Like, they're getting out of control in there, aren't they?
It's nice because, you know, it's been growing. Love to see us every day.
I know.
God, please, guys, feel free to go ahead and stop in any time because, you know what, we always have things going on here, a lot of live shows, and I'll tell you what, people are always looking for support, looking for service, look for leads in here because people are in here all the time, and there's always people here to say hi and say what's up.
Hi and what's up. I mean, we're saying hi and what's up right now. All right, before we get too far into this, I do have to say, first off, welcome back, everybody. Rhea, tell me, in total now, what did this set you back out of pocket for yourself? The amount of money you pulled out of your own bank account?
$17,004.33.
Wow. To the penny. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, to the penny. I got to tell you, that's unbelievable. Please, somebody, yeah, type that. George, type that into the chat room. There you go. Just over $17,000.
I should note really fast, Jonathan Hoffman is in for $10,000 as well. So between the two of us, legal fees are $27,000.
Holy Moses. Okay. All right.
no, that's the total.
I'm just like, all right. You know, sometimes it makes you wonder, should you have been a lawyer or not?
Exactly. My lawyer, I think, was cheaper than his. He and I were both going back and forth going, this is fantastic. We're in the wrong industry.
Wow. Okay. So, folks, I got to tell you, for those of you who are not listening to this live and you are not in the chat room and you have downloaded this, maybe you're on a plane somewhere, maybe you're at home and you're listening to this as a podcast or on demand. Obviously there was a lot of time, energy, and effort. It wasn't just the roughly $27,000 some odd dollars that was lost here. There was also, you know, lost time that was put in there that you know, both of you could have been, you know, earning money from building your own personal empires. So I would like to say, for those who are listening to this ex post facto and not live, the PayPal address, if you would like to donate, I would highly recommend it, because this is two people who helped make sure that our industry stayed safe. And what the hell sounds like an alarm going off here?
Phone.
It's my phone. We have a phones off rule in the studio, and I just broke that. All right, so let me make sure I get this right. Here we go. Rhea, R-H-E-A, _ Drysdale, DRYSDALE, at yahoo.com is the PayPal address. And I will say it, because Rhea is definitely a, someone said it in chat earlier, like one of the qualities they thought that made you is that, you know, you're definitely, you know, you're humble, you're innocent, you know, you come off, you know, very polite, you know, and in some cases, you know, that is really good. Walk soft, carry a big hammer, which is really what you did. and that really worked. And Marshall, thanks, buddy, for stopping by. Marshall's giving you a big peace sign there.
Oh, is that Marshall? Okay, that makes sense.
So. Yeah, that's
Marshall. Marshall donated. Marshall is amazing. Everyone, if I were to start naming names, I've got over 120 people at this point that have donated, and I'm trying to thank everyone personally.
I love this question here. And by the way, at this point, if you guys do have questions for Rhea, please feel free to drop them into the chat room. Questions along the lines of, is there an affiliate link set up for the donations? That's fairly retarded. So let's not go there. Like, that's just retarded. So I do want to swing back around to the moment that you realized that you won. What was that like?
We should bring Lisa in on this one. That was, I think, Wednesday afternoon, or March 11th, whenever that was, either Wednesday or Thursday. And I had gotten a call from my lawyer that I had actually emailed her the week prior and just said, you know, where are we at? We haven't heard any news in months now. Everyone keeps asking me, well, people involved. Jonathan was curious and said, you know, does it look like we're going to know soon? And so she actually left a voicemail and said she'd just gotten notification but was unable to open the PDF on her phone. And I clicked into the USPTO website and tried to sort through all of the legalese. At the very bottom it said, you know, application terminated, opposition sustained. And I think my heart just kind of skipped a beat. I just started hyperventilating, and my husband was there, and we just hugged each other. And
wow.
I'm not really a big hugger, so
yeah.
I kind of burst into tears, and I actually ran downstairs to Lisa's apartment. We're neighbors. And I made her give me a hug, and I was like, I'm so happy.
That's awesome. For a moment like that, after such a long fight, I mean, by all means, that is, you know, it's got to be an emotional thing. Dr.
What?
Pete in the chat room says, has Rhea cured cancer yet? Well,
That's next.
Let me tell you what Rhea did. She cut a cancer out of this community. That's what she did. And she did it. She had some great help, you know. But you know, I think the irony here is you didn't have. And there's a comparison here, because, you know, Webmaster Radio now owns and operates an affiliate trade show, right? And you see affiliates, you know, banding together state by state by state, hiring lobbyists to go and to fight for their industry, right? And I mean, we just saw this go down in Virginia. We just saw it go down in Colorado. It's going down all over the place. And you see, you know, like the Performance Marketing Alliance banding together with local affiliate programs and, you know, local affiliates to go and help educate lawmakers and what have you. But there was a recognition of a problem. And there was an execution of a plan to help educate people and to make change. And I gotta say, I'm fairly disappointed with our own community, because we didn't, you know, it's almost like, Rhea, we failed you. Do you know what
no,
I mean?
I think that there are valid complaints when people say, you know, it would have been unenforceable. We have a massive industry, and the question is, who would he have gone after and how? But if he chose to, you would be forced to defend yourself. And, you know, it probably would not have cost you $17,000, hopefully. But that's a burden that would have been thrust on everyone. So, and again, Gambert is persistent. I have no doubt that he would have done it. And for the opposers that entered into this, we're, of course, now on his radar. We have to win. Otherwise, we're the first people he's coming after.
Right. Now, Barry Schwartz brings up a great question here. One word, period. Sempo. Where was Sempo in all of this?
I'll say that I've kept quiet on that. I'm not.
I'm going to ask the fucking question. Where was Sempo in all of this? I stood up.
I think Jonathan asked that often as well.
I mean, really, if anyone from Sempo is listening to this, get off your asses. The whole point of creating that organization was to educate and to support the community, and it's not been done, right? Like, you guys failed Rhea. You guys failed the community. You guys failed everybody that is paying you money to be a part of that organization. Now, if you guys want to be recognized as somebody, as an organization worth their salt, then you need to get off your asses and do the same damn thing that Rhea did on her own. Plain and simple. Sempo, you guys failed in this. I'm sorry, but that is a mistake, and it should never, ever happen when you have an organization or an association that is out there meant to be, like, on our side. They weren't on our side on this time. They may have had opinions, but folks, opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got them, and some of them stink.
Again, no comments. I've never really been too involved in Sempo since I was in house years ago, and you know, I think Danny and I talked a little bit about it, and Sempo's under new leadership, and I'll be curious to see what happens, and you know, whether or not this is their responsibility. I think that in the future, as a community, we have learned something. I'm still amazed at the support, and you know, we've got certain people. The Gypsy right now has a pointing out that there's another SEO trademark currently going on, but it's not for search engine optimization. It's some other strange grouping of words, but sure. Essentially SEO services. I'm not really too worried about that one, but at least I have the knowledge now to kind of look at things like that and help out when someone does have a question.
Right.
And whether or not, you know, I can probably hear Lisa screaming from her office right now, don't get involved, we have Outspoken to worry about. But I think I'm always going to kind of have a soft spot for this issue, and if someone has a question, feel free to shoot it by me, and if the industry decides that they do want to set up a legal defense fund or something of that sort, then, you know, I'd certainly love to be involved in some extent. However, I've already chaired a nonprofit. I already paid off thousands of dollars of debt for them.
Right.
And, you know, the first thing my husband said to me when we moved was, he begged and pleaded, please don't get involved in something else like that. It's just too much for any one person to bear. So
right.
And I'm not there yet.
Yeah, no doubt. I will agree with Michelle Robbins. She says, right, so don't leave this to Sempo. Seriously, see the comic book legal defense fund for a model. And you know, look, I get up in arms over Sempo for a variety of reasons. You know, having been in the industry, like I said, since 1990, you know, I was in Stockholm when we, you know, when there were 40 of us who attempted to do the same thing and create WAME, and WAME was the World Association of Internet Marketers, and it was supposed to be the same thing. Deeza was there. Yes, Deeza was a part of this, right? Deeza remembers this. This is what this was supposed to be about. And I think organizations or associations that are nonprofit, that are here to help the industry, engage the industry, educate them, as well as on the client side, you know, I think they do have. I think they do have some culpability in stepping up. And if you're not, you know, trying to organize something to either defend it, then you need to be doing something to educate the people who can, right? Plain and that's just my opinion, really.
No, I think education. I think it was PubCon, the first PubCon I ever went to, and can't remember if that was 08, but I'm you know, still a relative newbie. When you were saying 94, 95, I was just aghast. I think I was in middle school. But I know that PubCon, one of the most fascinating sessions I ever sat in on was about the legal repercussions of domain names and, you know, ICANN and all those things. And I think that as an industry, we're not very educated about it. I think domainers are. I think affiliates are. And SEO, for whatever reason, maybe doesn't have that knowledge as much as we should. And as marketers, we should be responsible for understanding trademarks and these domains and legal fees. And I've certainly learned a lot in this process, and I think that more education is needed.
I can't agree with you more. Outside of the fact that I'm shocked that you were in middle school while I was just getting started.
I'm sorry.
Oh, and of course the chat room loves that one. It is what it is. Look, I gotta say, the biggest congratulations and thank you to you. I don't think that there is any way that this community could possibly say thank you enough. Again, I'm going to say it again. Someone listening, drop it into the chat room for me. Rhea, R-H-E-A underscore Drysdale, D-R-Y-S-D-A-L-E at yahoo.com. If you would like to contribute anything, and really, guys, anything is what counts in this, because this is an individual that really cared about something that impacted really more of us than it did her at the time, and now that she's in her own company, it does that investment has paid off for her as well as for this entire community. So again, I gotta say, Rhea, congratulations and thank you very, very much for your persistence, for your patience, and above all, the class that everybody here sees. Thank you, really.
No, well, I just have to thank the community. And again, I honestly thought that people were going to just laugh and roll their eyes and say, wow, that was a waste of 2 years. And I think Will Critchlow over at Distilled tweeted today about how I was a little bit crazy. And I agree, you have to be a little bit crazy. But, being crazy helps you take risks sometimes. And I'm just still amazed at this outpouring of support, and I'm excited that we gave the industry a big group hug for a day. So
group hug and nice golf clap, because I really, this is and Page One Results has said, can I have an autographed copy of this show? This show is going to live on and on for a long time. So by all means, folks, tell your friends that miss this. Brasco, he'll make sure that this is up later on tonight.
Yes.
I'm certain.
Yes.
So this will be available very, very quickly. We need more people. If you're listening to this and this inspired you at all, then thank you. you've got warm blood in your veins. If you weren't inspired, please go and become an auto mechanic. Go and pour my drinks. I'm sorry.
Awesome.
Really. Like, if this was not inspirational to you in any way, shape, form, or fashion, then you've missed the point, and you really don't belong in this situation or in this industry. So thank you, but goodbye. and I say it like that because it really does take more folks just like Rhea. And it is proof. This is proof that an individual can make a difference. So, folks, definitely, when you see the opportunity and it and the moment strikes, jump. Do it like Rhea did, and you have something very, 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 very amazing to be proud of. So, again, Rhea, thanks for coming on today. And
well, thank you.
You got it. Folks, make sure you take a couple of minutes. Rhea underscore Drysdale at yahoo.com. Run on over to PayPal and help contribute to that defense fund that was already spent.
A quick update on that. Again, yep. Was not asking for the donations. Thank you again to Search Engine Land and Barry for all of your support. Brent DePayne did an amazing job rallying the troops. Everyone, thank you. And as of this interview, we're now up to $17,729.
And
we have
awesome.
That's amazing. So we're still about 9,000 shy of just the legal fees, but that's still phenomenal. And I know the taxes will take a big chunk of this, but again, we never expected a cent in return, so this is beyond our wildest dreams.
Thank you. Can I tell you, folks, keep it up. Let's help make up for the damn taxes, because you know what? Like I said earlier, these folks spent more than 2 years of their personal time and their money, and you can't thank them enough. But just turn on over right now, open another tab on your browser, and go to PayPal. That's one way to help. So, and it wasn't, by the way, I will say this, yeah. I do know Rhea was not wanting any of this money back, and it was other people, and I know who those other people are, by the way, and thank you. Thank you for insisting, because really, you know, it was an incredible gift on your part, Rhea. But this also needs to be, this burden should be borne and shared, you know, with the whole community. And so, really, that's...
At this point, it's now the community's fight. You know, I no longer am entitled to, you know, someone had to file it, and I know that not everyone is in a position to do that. But,
yep.
This outpouring of support proves that this is really the industry's fight now. So, and we will be more attentive moving forward.
Well, can I tell you again, I can't say it enough, congratulations, a job well done. And Kenny Hyder in the chat room says, Rhea's next project is to fix the healthcare system. There you go. You got your work cut out for you, hon.
Thank you. I'm going to start small. So
there you go.
Take a break for a week. We'll move on to healthcare next time.
There you go, honey. Tequila fixes all. Why don't you go have you one and call it a day? All right, Rhea, thanks for coming on.
See you in New York.
We'll definitely see you in New York.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
You got it. Folks, Rhea Drysdale of Outspoken Media. You know how those crazy outspoken girls are. They get stuff done over there. They really do. Brasco, I mean, really? Wow. Amazing, huh?
No, great story. But what even... It's hard to even go ahead and just trump the fact that this is how much of an impact a story like his has when people want to go ahead and make sure to make good on the person that actually helped the community. Community giving back when one person decided to stand up first.
That's awesome.
And now everybody respects and admires and absolutely is grateful for what she's done, and they're showing it right now with her donations.
Yep. And folks, please don't stop just because you heard that number 17. That's not it. All right, that like keep on going. They're 9,000 shy, and you know what? Anything over and above is going to help with taxes and really help offset. God, a lot of the sleepless nights that I'm sure that she had. So, but yeah, really. I mean, by all means. Folks, again, another reminder, if you haven't gotten yourself registered for AFCON 2010, run on over and go check it out. You can all, it's easier to remember, too. We picked up the domain name affiliatetradeshow.com. If you're doing anything in the affiliate space, head on over there to affiliatetradeshow.com. You can check out what we're doing. I believe, let's see, Brasco, we have something coming up. Is it next week? Do we have our Vig Link guy?
Actually, that's going to be April 6th.
April 6th.
So we're going to be away for SES, and then
that's right.
Weeks after.
Next
we'll
week.
Do April 6th.
Yeah. All right. So next week, we're going to try and swing out a live show from the trade show floor at SES. So, Topher, why don't you come on over and join us for that one, buddy? Topher's awesome.
We're going to be doing a lot of live shows, and just keep in mind, everybody listening into the programming, it will be subject to change because some of the shows will not run at the regular times, but we'll be doing live shows as many as we can from the show floor.
Absolutely. Folks, it'll be great. What can I say? We always have a fantastic time there at SES, and this particular New York will be no different. So make sure you stop by and say hello and or come and participate in some of the shows, because Lord knows we got a bunch of them going on. Folks, I got to say it. That is going to do it for me. I am going to get on out of here. We once again encourage you, if you haven't gone over to check it out, affiliatetradeshow.com, June the 21st through the 23rd in beautiful Denver. I like to call it a little bit of Mile High Mania. You know what I mean? Yeah. Mile High Marketing. You know, whatever. It works. Anyway, guys, that is it for me. Once again, a big congratulations and thank you to Rhea Drysdale for all of her hard work and effort. I can't even begin to say how many thank yous to her. Again, for those of you listening, make sure that you take just 2 minutes. That's all it takes. Run on over to PayPal. Rhea, R-H-E-A, underscore Drysdale, D-R-Y-S-D-A-L-E, at yahoo.com. And show your support for somebody who showed it for you for the last 2 years. Folks, that's going to do it for me. Another edition of the SEO Rockstars. We're going to catch you again next week, right here, live. Except we'll be coming from the trade show floor in New York City at Search Engine Strategies. Folks, I'll see you next week. My name is Darren Babin, a.k.a. SE Guru, right here for the SEO Rockstars, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Peace.